16 at 6:30 PM. Roll call, Morehouse, yes. Sessage?
Yes.
Gilday's not here. Lane?
Here.
Konecki, not here. Wilbur?
Here.
Demonovic is not here. Okay.
Now, is Konecki still on or no? Because he told me he was off. So he's off, so he shouldn't be on this.
Konecki.
Right, I'm just saying. Yeah, because I mean, he told me he's.
Yeah, no, he resigned.
You're right, exactly. So he's no longer on our roll call.
Okay. Introduction of city officials and staff. Directions of Director of Parks and Recreation, Tim Evans. Superintendent of Parks, Scott Sleazer. Superintendent of Recreations, Jay Ramus. City Council Liaison to Park Board, Joel Frieders, and Ken Coke is also here.
And then you got Lynn Dubacek.
Lynn Dubacek is also here.
And Justine Brummel.
Justine Brummel. Thank you, Tim. Public comment? Okay, three of us have to leave, and so we're gonna move to the Bristol Bay 65 Development Review. Request for proposal. And then suspend the rest of it until next meeting, if that's okay with the rest of the board.
What, say again now? We're just gonna do that one thing today?
Well, the problem.
That's all right, yeah, I have no problem.
Is Deb and Amy need to leave for another meeting?
That's fine.
So once they leave, we won't have a quorum.
I understand.
If you have questions, we can answer them. We just can't vote on anything.
Oh, no, no.
Public discussion.
That's fine.
Well, the bills list.
I have all the bills list here. I've been doing my homework.
We can answer.
I'm only kidding. Oh, we got a quorum.
Serious!
Hey!
You need four.
Oh, who's leaving? Oh, they're both leaving?
Sasha's here.
All right, I understand.
It's 6:34. Okay. Bring it up to Tim.
Did everybody get a copy of the proposal that was given Tuesday?
Yep.
Everybody read it? So that was more just kind of FYI after the RFP went in. Justine's here from the company that's looking to build a facility on the Bristol Bay 65 land. And Lynn's here as our economic development person, helping out through the process of all this, so. Really, it's more of an FYI. I just wanted to make sure everyone knew what was going on with this, because they will more than likely be voting on this 2 weeks from Tuesday at the city council meeting. So that's one of the reasons we had a special park board meeting today, is that at least everybody got to see the proposal, and then kind of what direction the city council is going in. I'm assuming since we voted on it here, the RFP, and the city council did, that they're gonna move forward and probably.
It's not going through any other committee?
No.
Okay.
No, it'll probably just be approved. Now, I mean, obviously, when she starts building.
They're looking for recommendations too tonight, right?
Well, I think what they're looking for is, one, you guys are okay with this, and if you have any concerns on the proposal. And then, two, just more of a recommendation about where you would like the money to be spent on. And I think we need to make a recommendation to the city council with that. My personal.
It would stay in Parks and Rec, yeah?
Yes, but I think we should make a recommendation of what we want to spend on right out of the gate. I don't think we want to keep it out there too long.
Can we wait till next meeting for that recommendation, seeing the time limit we have?
Well, you have a couple of ideas.
I think we need to at least present a few ideas to the city council in 2 weeks. I think leaving it open blank is at least give city council, and Joe could probably talk about some direction. I think from staff's point of view, at least, you know, that I think recreation is an area that we need to address. This is an opportunity with this kind of money that we don't get very often. I think we have a lot of parks, we have a lot of playgrounds, we've addressed a lot of park issues. We're putting in Riverfront Park, that was a major issue. Recreation, its growth is limited right now with the building we have. And so I would like to see some of this money at least go to recreation, to either add on to the facility we have and put on a room there that's big enough to where we can do some adult fitness classes, possibly do little kids' sports classes in the winter and things like that.
Absolutely.
You know, we have some space there to where we could add on the back, maybe pave the easement so that we have more parking for people to handle them down in our building, and just be able to expand.
At the post office?
Yes. Now, that's just one option. Another option is maybe we go buy something.
Right.
But I think we need to at least give the city council a few options of what we're looking to do with this. And so, I mean, just off the top of my head was more program rooming for the rec building.
Where would you put that in the rec building? Even now?
Well, there's a back parking lot that we could expand right now.
Like an actual.
Like actually, yes.
Like you would knock down a wall that's not, or what would you, how would you do?
Well, I mean, we'd have to sit down and think.
You couldn't knock down a wall. You'd have to basically probably add on.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what you're trying to do.
Yeah. So if you kind of go off the dock, we kind of have a playground over there now. I mean, you could add on to it right there, have its almost own separate.
How far like, up does that flood, though?
It's above the flood line because it's raised up in the back.
Mm-hmm. It never gets that high in the parking lot.
What's the other option?
No.
Did you go sideways?
You could potentially go sideways if we purchase the parking lot there. The parking lot is for sale.
Oh, could we that would be a purchase then.
But that would have to be a purchase.
Do you know what they're asking for?
I know they're asking $200,000.
Oh, Jesus.
Now, do I believe they're going to get that? Lynn would probably know more than me. I do not believe they're going to get that.
He put a number out there, but I think that obviously it's negotiable. He's asking for that, but that piece is really not.
But I think it's something the city is interested in. Yeah. I think it's been discussed about at least, I mean, obviously, besides the fact we would want that just because it gives us a complete area down to the river, it's riverfront property, it would give us tremendous more parking. It could then maybe allow us to build that way off the building and add to it that way. So that's just an option. I don't think a final decision has to be made tonight. I just think we need to give City Council, like, yes, we want this money and we have a game plan on how we're going to spend it. I just don't want it to be.
That's a definite.
And there could be money left over. I mean, you could always, I know Scott purchased land for a future park or playground. You know, another thing we talked about was either buying new playground equipment for parks that are starting to go bad. That's obviously going to be an issue down the road. Or buying new amenities. I mean, Scott's mentioned about a spray park down at Riverfront Park, of adding a water feature there.
Yes.
And enhancing that park. But I guess my personal opinion, I mean, I'm sure these two, Scott would want more parks things, Shay would want more rec things. I do think recreation's an area that, if we're going to grow, we have to do something.
I was giving this some thought too, you know, because I have time, you know. We've got 38 parks, 35 parks. Correct?
36.
Whatever. 36.
Lots.
17,000 people. That comes out to 485 people per park. I think we're parked out, in my opinion. I think that's with 36 parks and 18 ball fields for 17,000 people. That's a lot.
But you have 24 playgrounds, so don't mistake a park for a playground.
Well, you still have. I mean, you have.
But when you say park, some people think instantly they playground. Park is really just an open green space. That's
I'm just saying, I think that's a lot for 17,000 people. Mm-hmm. I really
we have
mean
24
that.
Playgrounds.
And, well, we're still 24,000. Should I divide that by 24? I mean, it's still a lot for this small town that we're in. And we took a big hit on our recreational program by losing the rec center. Whatever you think about that, one way or the other, we have no space for anything. Mm-hmm. So we are not much of a recreation department. We're more of a parks and special events committee. And I think we have to get back in the recreation department. And this is what I would use a lot of the money for. I'm not saying the other thing's not important, but we lost a huge amount of people going to the Oswego land and other places. They think they're not coming here. There's nothing here. And that also lowers your property values too, because people are not bringing their kids here because they do not have enough recreational things to do. That's my point of view.
So rec space would be one option.
Yes.
Amenities for parks would be another option.
Right. I'm just saying, I think we have to put it where we're really kind of low.
What about expanding onto nature, like we talked about before?
I mean, there, you could always look into it, but that's, I mean, when we looked into it, it was like a million-dollar thing that we were just adding a gym on there. And, you know, personally, and I mean, this is selfishly my only real fear getting involved in that needs a lot of work up there. It needs a new HVAC system, a lot of stuff that I just hate to our money go into those things.
Yeah.
Because it's just not something where if you're going to do it, you need to fix everything related to that building.
We need to a grant to really.
Yes, but I mean, here's money here. I mean, there's a lot of things. Like I said, I don't think we need to make a final decision today. I just think we need to, if everyone's kind of in agreement, at least give City Council here 3-4 options that we're looking at.
I think it would be very easy to spend that money.
Yes.
Well, it will be.
Yeah.
It will be.
We'll go through it.
I don't think there has to be any question as whether we need it or could use it to perfect.
No, just better what?
Do you have something, Justine?
Are there any thoughts of doing something on your remaining property on Bristol 65 if this went through? Or is that too far away?
I mean, obviously there's still a grant tied to it, so that if the grant came back, we could add to it. I'm sure it's going to be brought up. Why not put the money into that? I think, as Dan said, I mean, I think we've addressed a lot of parks and playground issues in the community that where we're really lacking is recreation type things.
Or I know at one point you were looking into the farm near there for something maintenance, or would that be a recreation building or anything in the past?
Yeah, she's talking about there's a farm that's adjacent to that site, and we did look at that a number of years ago for a maintenance facility. Within that, it has a couple of different buildings there. I think there is, as far as from a recreation standpoint, I'm not sure it would work for that. It would have made a great place for a maintenance place, but being that we have this building, I think that's probably not high on the priority list. The main, just to remind the board too, on the grant at Bristol 65, the main focal point of that grant really was a skate park. So that was the lion's share of, in fact...
Could we even do that on $250,000?
That's what we had allocated just for the skate park. Having said that, I don't think you'd want to just put all that money to a skate park, because partially what we were trying to accomplish there was bringing trails and parking in a little closer so that you could actually get to the skate park. And then doing some additional volleyball, lit volleyball, some shelters, some things like that. I don't know if I would recommend at this point of taking all that money and just putting it into a skate park there without knowing if we would work with that grant. I think the project looks better if we do all the work associated with it, I think. I think it would just work better. Because people are going to complain if they got to walk a good distance for a skate park. And they're going to want to have some lights for that skate park, so you're going to have to bring electric into the park, which
you wouldn't be able to do any lighting or anything. You'd just be able to put the skate park.
Correct.
I mean, when we were starting the process, I mean, it was like 240, 250 just to do.
So the whole grant project was how much? Was it a million?
$400,000.
Well, no, it was actually just under $500,000. But what the city was going to do is we were going to get $400,000 of the grant money, and then we had $100,000 we were going to put into it from land cash and some sweat equity that the city was going to do. But you've probably got in our grant $50,000 just in electric and lighting. Mm-hmm.
So I think we have a couple of options that you can talk
about.
Yeah,
I mean, I'll put in the three or four options we discussed here, at least so we have something for city council. Are we okay with the proposal? Is there any issues on the proposal itself?
I had one question. Who maintains that road after we enter spring?
Which road?
Isn't there a road?
Just an entrance.
You're just going to have an entrance right to the parking lot, and she'll be responsible for the parking.
On the property. Yeah.
Okay.
If this goes through, it would be
okay,
on the purchase.
We don't have the diagram that I got.
But she has to put a turn lane and stuff there too.
An entrance, yeah, we'll work with
Frank
on that. Mm-hmm. But that'd be on property, that entrance to that facility.
On the main road though, there would be, or no?
She's not going to be on the main road.
Right.
She's going to be off of Galena.
And it goes right to the parking lot.
It just goes right to her parking lot, the turn lane.
It looked different.
Okay.
So, I mean, could there be the potential someday?
It looks like
kind of into that parking lot.
Are you still planning a street or some kind of pathway from the parking lot, like along one edge?
I don't know if we would or not. I think we would. There's a cul-de-sac that's very close to the property that Justine is looking at. I think we would maybe look at an access point from there, potentially. I'm not sure I'd want to make it through to hers, because I think if we did, it might make a cut through, and I don't think that's something we want to do.
I thought that was an idea, was to get parking off the streets.
Well, it is.
It
would be able to use hers and maybe expand on that
right.
Someday.
Yeah.
But I think where Scott is
I don't think we want to tie it from one road to the next, because being that we're going to have a business here, and had we done that as a parks department, we would have gated it, because I think otherwise we would just be creating another road for people to want to go through. I don't think we would want to have free access all the way through to the school, because I guarantee you they would stop going on Rosenwinkle and come right through that.
Stewart does it out there. They gate both entrances.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, I think...
So you can't go through.
Right. This will change the dynamic, and I think it will give us, you know, that access to that parking on that very south side that we...
Will there be verbiage in the agreement on that city will have access to the parking lot?
Yeah, it's in the proposal. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And north parking lot? Mm-hmm.
There's one other thing. I wondered if Justine, you would be willing to maybe consider a 5-year, 20% for the city on discount for
Not this time.
Okay.
I have to make sure I get that bank paid. Yeah. You know, or else in three years, it could maybe.
I almost killed myself.
How do we want to do that?
It's the big one. The big one, Elizabeth.
We can have that discussion in 3 years, but, you know, those first 2 years are tight, so it's. Fair to give that to start, you know, for the transaction that potentially could occur.
Yeah. We would really like to have a good partnership with your facility.
And we've had many meetings, you know, at staff level and this and that with Parks and Rec, city staff, and as well as the school district. So I certainly intend to have that good partnership. But I have to make sure that bills are paid too. So that's what I'm willing to do to start.
Okay.
Well, good. And is Bart going to do appraisal, or are we just not even going to?
I'm not 100% sure. He kind of mentioned it a little bit at city council. It didn't
seem like it was necessary.
Yes, I don't think it makes any sense.
Yeah,
just
I mean,
because
it's
of
kind
the comparables, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
have you guys looked at comps?
Mm-hmm.
And there's some in her proposal that she put in there.
Not that we've done yet on hers.
Okay, so at least I'll say the park board, they're okay with this purchase or selling of the land, and then I'll just list the recommendations about recreation. So just everyone okay with that? Okay.
Looks good.
The parking's in there.
Okay.
Anybody else have any comments?
No, good luck.
Thank you, Justine.
Woo!
Thanks, when's the meeting? Is that next week or
the 28th?
Okay.
Yeah. So I will send it to everybody the agenda.
Okay.
I can't wait.
Oh, so there was just a meeting last night.
Well, last night was just opening up the bids.
Or Tuesday.
Days
I'm really like off
yeah.
on my days.
It was a long meeting.
Oh no.
So Justine, the only one bid was open.
And then we had public comment after executive session. I didn't get home until after, it was like 9:45, almost 10
hours and 45 minutes.
Wow, it was like,
I just listened to the meeting before I came.
It was
long.
Like George Wilson was back.
Wait, did you hear the citizen comments at the end?
No, I didn't get that far.
Oh.
I didn't want to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That.
Life has been so much fun.
Oh, I'm going to go back.
So, I don't even know if anyone was there recorded.
I think I got to the end and I didn't hear anything.
Oh.
Oh my God.
It was tough,
right?
It was tough!
Mm-hmm. Oh,
shit. Deb and Amy have to leave.
Okay.
So
oh, yeah.
We will not have a quorum, so unfortunately the meeting will be over now. Deb, if you want to.
Yeah, we're going to close the meeting and suspend anything that's still pending here until the next part.
Do we have to
meeting.
Make a motion to suspend or just adjourn?
Just adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
You need a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Gotta get some safer chairs for Dan.
I'm telling you, I'm gonna sit down.